Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the safest radio studios in all of North America, I can guarantee you that. How are you today? Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great week. I hope you're looking forward to a great week. Spring has arrived. Depending on where you live, I base spring on the weather, not the calendar. Up in New England, it ain't spring yet. Sean, my cohort, my partner in crime down in Dallas, Texas. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing all right. I'm a little off-centered, but it'll be all good.
It's because you have a lot happening in your life, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. I guess congratulations are in order for
yes.
you. Let's go ahead and make that public. You are what?
I'm 47. Will be 47 in April.
Big change in your life. Well, go ahead.
My fiance just got here from the Philippines as of yesterday, so it's a little getting used to.
That's okay. That's a fun getting used to. So I guess I should let you know that if Sean seems a little woozy and a little tired,
He
gets a hall pass today. We'll give him a hall pass today. A couple things. The network has notified me, and... The network has notified me just a tad that there's a slight possibility of some technical difficulties. The engineers have been working feverishly over the last couple days. So if we do have an issue, bear with us. We will jump right back live. It only takes a second with modern technology. We hope that's not the case. We don't expect it to be, but we'll go ahead and forewarn you right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a huge lineup today. We always have a big lineup. Alan Gottlieb will be here in just a few minutes in the next two segments following this one to update us on news around the country and everything that the Second Amendment Foundation is involved in. Believe me, their fingers are everywhere. And, you know, while you're sleeping, these are the people doing the dirty work behind the scenes. .org and help us out. Anthony Cumia. Oh, boy, I love that guy. You might know Anthony or remember Anthony as the second half of the Opie and Anthony show.
Yes.
He's making his second appearance on the program today. Wow, he was just so much fun. To say that he's quick-witted would be an understatement.
True radio legend.
Absolutely. He's been around a long time. He absolutely is. And speaking of which, true radio legends, we're going to be reaching out to Mancow again here in the near future. We've had a couple exchanges where he's wanted to come back on the program, and it's just been one of those things where, you know, the next thing you know, another month has gone by. So we're going to fix that.
Good. You know, he was the first big, besides yourself, big radio personality that I talked to in real life. It was kind of cool.
You talking about Mancow?
Oh, yeah. You know,
you met him back in 2010 at the... Second Amendment March, the first Second Amendment March.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C. That was a lot of fun. He was, of course, in the studio with us.
Yes.
For that live broadcast early.
Yes.
In our radio careers about 6 years ago. Yeah, Neil McCabe will be here with Anthony. Scott Wilson from Connecticut Citizens Defense League is going to be here. Always news from the front lines up there. And have some interesting news about Vermont, too. We'll get into that later in the show. Nikki Gosar is going to be here. Nikki's a close friend of mine. And what a tragic, horrible tale that she had to endure in her life a number of years ago. In fact, back in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And I first met Nikki literally weeks, days, actually, after that horrible event in her life when her husband was murdered in front of her by a stalker that she really wasn't aware of, knew of, but didn't really realize, in fact, how bad the situation was until it was too late. Nikki will be here. We are going to have a fascinating conversation. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. The National Rifle Association, of course, is holding its annual convention in Nashville, Tennessee in about 3 weeks. And we're going to... I haven't heard anybody talk about this, so I'll just I don't know that I'll wait till Nikki comes on. You want to hear this? We're going to give you a take. Let me put it this way: no gun signs carry the force and the weight of law in Tennessee. As a result of that, and her and I had an off-air conversation a few days ago in preparation for her appearance here today, that I was reminded by her that there are a number of restaurants along the strips downtown, across from the convention center, where 80,000 plus National Rifle Association members will be meeting in 3 weeks. Now, I can guarantee you, you can take this to the bank, okay? There ain't an NRA member from here to Timbuktu that's going to converge in Nashville over a 3-day period that's going to part with one penny of their hard-earned money at any restaurant or establishment near that convention center that has a no guns allowed sign. That ain't happening.
That's a lot of money to lose.
Millions, millions, and millions of dollars that this convention brings into town. When they're an NRA member in town or at that convention, and my question is, and Nikki and I will explore this today, are they going to keep those signs up during that convention? Is Restaurant A going to keep their no-gun sign up during the NRA convention while Restaurant B next door has lines going around the block and they're empty? Fascinating question. So we're going to try to catch a few of them. We're going to see if we can't catch a few of them with their signs down. You never know.
That's
right?
That's funny.
Also, orthopedic surgeon Dr. John Adeen will be here from San Antonio, Texas. Great town. Remember the Alamo?
Yes.
He just penned a great column, and we will talk to him about Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, about the column that he just wrote about gun-free hospital zones and so forth. So a huge lineup for you today. Oh, and George Hill, the Mad Over, is going to be here to talk about the newest Glock, the Slimline 9mm. That, I will tell you right now, will be their number one bestseller. They will be debuting it at the NRA convention, and it will be, no doubt, their bestseller for the remainder of 2015 and probably 2016.
Do you know what the price range on that is?
Or? I can guesstimate. We'll ask the Ogre when
okay.
he gets here.
Yeah.
He'll probably have it. Masad Ayoub did a wonderful video on it and demonstrated the firearm and showed us a prototype of it. He's fired it. He was in Smyrna, Georgia, not too far from the Armed American Radio Studios. Test firing it, running it through. He's got some test guns coming to him. So we'll have Masad on to talk about it. But it's going to be a huge seller. No doubt about it. You know, the Smith & Wesson Shield was a big seller.
Yeah.
That Slimline 9.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Glock is going to be a little bit late to the party with that gun. But as usual, they know what they're doing. And they will dominate that market. There's no doubt in my mind. Also, looks like we're probably going to have to wait now. I don't know. Do we have a couple minutes? Sean, you want to run that? I wanted to do something fun here on the program. Maybe we'll do it with Alan here.
Okay.
Let me set it up. I have been chomping at the bit. The Brady campaign, I really have. I guess it's like the fat kid looking at the piece of cake that's been sitting there all week, and he's not allowed to touch it, but he wants it, but he can't have it, but he knows he wants it. And his mom said he can have it. It's not a big deal, but he can't have it until Friday, and it's Monday.
Yes.
You know where I'm going with that?
Oh, well, yeah, because I'm a fat kid, so I understand that.
It's the Brady campaign has this crim advisor garbage up. You know, we saw the phony gun shop in New York we talked about briefly last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke in and of itself, but they've got a new one up, a video that's out. And I got the email days ago, and I wanted to play the video and the audio. Have you strip the audio live on the show today so we get our reaction for the first time? And you have that queued up and ready to go, right?
Yes.
You haven't heard it either?
No.
So you and I are actually going to play this video, and we're going to do the stop the tape, stop the tape, stop the tape, whenever the time is right. I bet you we're going to have to stop the tape more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I can assure you, I haven't seen it yet. I've been wanting to do this live on the program, but I can tell you this, that the entire premise of whatever it is based on a lie, and we will prove that to you literally, spontaneously, here on the radio, without having heard it before.
Well, it's the Brady campaign. The Brady campaign. They, you know, There's no nothing. They don't keep any secrets, so to speak.
Well, you know, I know where you're going with that. I know how you meant that. But they do, in fact, keep secrets. We're working on it, but we have to do it under the radar.
Yeah.
So Alan Gottlieb is going to be here, and we'll do this for fun. I think that's about 2 minutes long, maybe a little bit less, minute and a half, something like that.
Yes.
So you have it queued up. When we come back with Alan, we'll play this, and I'll stop the tape, and you and I and Alan Gottlieb will analyze this literally, spontaneously, right here live on the radio, and it will be a tremendous amount of fun. But I can promise you this, that whatever we hear together in just a few moments will be predicated on a huge lie. It's coming from the anti-gunners and the Brady campaign. You know it's a lie. Armed American Radio continues right after this, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back with Alan Gottlieb and the lies from the Bradys.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder? Most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Again, that's perfect timing. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom. A couple quick things, reminders, if you will. Monday, April 6th. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Hour begins across the country every single day. We will be filling your prescription for freedom in a new format, along with this flagship broadcast at its regular bat time, regular bat channel, wherever you are tuned in now. Nothing will change. We will just be bringing you more freedom. We will be filling your prescription. The doctor's written you a bigger prescription for 6 days a week, instead of one. Also, April 10th and 11th and 12th, the National Rifle Association annual meetings in Nashville, Tennessee. I will be at two places. If you want to come out, if you're coming out to the convention, and I hope you are, you can meet myself, Katie Pavlich from Fox News, Dana Lash, the radio star. She's wonderful. Brad Thor, New York Times bestselling author. Ted Nugent, the Nuge, will be there. Tim Schmidt, the founder of Concealed Carry Magazine and United States Concealed Carry Association, will be there, along with John Lott, of course, Phil Valentine, and others. It's going to be a great time. Tom Gresham will be there. Come on out and say hello to us. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. Click the banner at the top, and you'll find out all of the information. Great fundraiser to help John Lott's organization, crimeresearchcenter.org. Giving you the facts and countering the lies we're getting ready to show you. I guarantee I haven't heard it yet, but I can promise you it's based on a lie. Let's go right now to the Second Amendment Foundation founder, my great friend and a good friend of yours, Alan Gottlieb. Alan, a pleasure to have you here for our weekly update. I love it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I just wish we could see each other in person rather than doing it by electronic airwaves.
Soon, very soon. We'll be doing that very soon. Hey, Alan, we're going to have some fun. And I don't know if you've seen this. Sean, I hope I didn't say that we knew whether he had seen this or not. Alan, we're going to have some fun here. I have been chomping at the bit here. You know, I saw this a link to this new Crim Advisor Brady campaign. I sign up for their emails and I get all their information. And I have been waiting to watch this video clip, but I decided how fun would it be to do it live on the air and have Sean stop it. And with you here, I can't think of better analysis. Are you ready for this? We're going to play this minute and a half clip, and then we'll stop it and analyze it as it plays out. What do you think?
I think it sounds great.
Let's do it. Sean, let's play this. This is from the Brady campaign. Sean, go ahead. Let's start that.
Before now, it's been difficult for criminals like us to know which states have loose gun laws. How would a criminal like me know which states permit me to carry loaded guns in their amusement parks, golf courses, or beaches?
Stop the tape. That didn't take long.
Well, they started off the gate, didn't they?
It makes my head want to pop. Okay, Alan, now that it's been made easier, I think she said. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this thing. That which states permit me as a criminal to carry guns without a permit? Go ahead.
Well, first of all, criminals aren't allowed to carry guns with or without a permit. But this is the sick, sad logic that they use in the manipulation of unknowing people who listen to this and not understand what the laws really already are. Now, we have 22,500 laws on the books over that regulate the private use, ownership, and possession of firearms. And none of them allow criminals to carry firearms.
So, all right, Sean, let's go back. Let's see how far we can get. This is going to be a minute and a half tape. I think it's going to take us a while. Let's go back to the beginning of that, if you could, and let's push forward and see how far we can go. I told you this was based on a lie. It took, about 8 seconds? Go ahead, Sean.
Before now, it's been difficult for criminals like us to know which states have loose gun laws.
How would a criminal like me know which states permit me to carry loaded guns in their amusement parks, golf courses, or beaches?
I have some violent friends. We all wear leather jackets and scream at women. And we want to find out which states we can buy and sell guns
easily. Whoa, stop, stop, stop. I have violent friends. We all wear leather jackets and scream at women. And which states make it easier for me to buy guns? Alan, there's a disconnect there, but what are they? What is that supposed to be?
I don't know what the point is supposed to be at all. All I know is the voices, quite frankly, sound like cartoon characters.
You ought to see them.
You're watching the video.
You ought to see them.
But, I mean, there's no logic to this because, I mean, it's like they're pretending there are no laws on the books now to start with, which is surely not the case.
Well, I'm sensing the basic premise that as we have, I guess, you know, at the theater of the mind, we try to paint this picture for you every week here on the program, that the basis is that their entire narrative is based on a big lie. This is hands up, don't shoot, all over again. This is that criminals, the whole basic premise is here that a new law will be followed by everyone. As she said at the beginning, Sean, I think she said, you know, now it's easy for us to find out which states allow us. How are we going to know which states allow us to carry guns? Inside, well, criminals are going to carry those guns anywhere. No law is going to stop that. That's the whole basic hands up, don't shoot premise right out of the box.
Well, but not only that, what criminal is going to go look up to see what the laws are that he wants to break to begin with? He doesn't care. He's just going to break the law. He's not going to look up to see, oh, is this legal for me to do it or not, even though it's already illegal for him to do it. Logic here is crazy.
They're going to put in some research and have some analysis before they commit the crime.
All right, well, you know, he's got a leather coat. He has friends with leather coats, and they like to yell at women. I don't know what that is and has to do with okay, Sean, I guess we can continue. Go ahead.
Easily.
CrimAdvisor.com. That's the site to find out where it's easiest for felons and fugitives to buy, carry, and even traffic guns.
That's why I love Arizona, where I can go see the beautiful Grand Canyon and carry a loaded gun without even having to get a background check.
My gosh. All right, Alan, you... This is
I don't know what to say. This is so crazy. I mean, first of all, there is no state in the United States that allows felons and fugitives to buy guns. Likewise, it's illegal under federal law as well. So, this is like, I don't know, it's supposed to be scare tactics. It isn't very scary with these voices because it makes you want to laugh. But, I mean, I don't know where they're going with this. It just doesn't make any sense at all.
I don't know of any other way to say this, but this is going to prove, to a certain extent, my point that this type of logic, if you will, depends on a certain level of stupidity for its success, Alan. I can't think of any other way. This contempt that they're showing for the people who are listening to this is absolutely insulting, as far as I'm concerned, because he can go to Arizona and carry his gun without getting a background check, as if a criminal would get... So the criminal is happy he doesn't... No criminal's going to get a background check anyway, as you said. So the whole thing is patently absurd. We will go through the rest of that. I guess we've got 30 seconds left. So we'll go through with the rest of that, and we'll let it ride out without stopping it. And then we'll give a quick analysis and move on to some other topics with Alan, because we have big news, of course, with the ATF. I know Alan's done radio. This is not the first radio show you've done today, and it won't be the last you do all week. Armed American Radio continues with the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Right after this, we'll analyze the Brady campaign lies. Boy, it didn't take long to find that out, did it? We'll be back right after this.
WWTC Minneapolis-St. Paul,
a service of Salem Communications.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010. 800-838-6010.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of 1280 The Patriot. As parents of two daughters who attend a local Christian school, my wife Amy and I know the importance of a strong biblical foundation and God-honoring teaching. The local private Christian school can be the moral compass in the constantly changing and troubled world. The Patriot has partnered with several local Christian schools to offer half off your students' first year tuition. As a parent or grandparent, you can provide a Christian education for your child in a safe and nurturing environment and be assured that the Holy Spirit is the beacon when it comes to curriculum and lesson planning. I encourage you to go to am1280thepatriot.com for more information. Call Kirsten at 651-289-4423 or go to am1280thepatriot.com to see all the participating schools like Calvin Christian School and Liberty Classical Academy.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Let's talk about you for a minute. If you're missing the relationship you always thought you'd have, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. If you're wondering what a deeply compatible relationship would feel like, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. You know us. We've been helping create some of the world's happiest couples for the last 13 years. Our commercials are filled with real people talking about how their lives changed forever, for the better. Thanks to eHarmony.com. We have over 565,000 marriages to date. And I think it's fair to say that when you're ready for a meaningful relationship, eHarmony.com is the gold standard. So once more, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Back to doing what I love and more.
When you're in pain, you need the Good Feet Store. Don't suffer from foot pain, sore ankles, tired legs, achy back and hips, or sore knees. Go to the Good Feet Store for your no-obligation custom fitting and immediately feel the difference. The Good Feet Arch Support System is designed to put your feet in an ideal position, redistribute body weight more evenly, and help relieve pain and stress. Now two locations, Maple Grove and Bloomington, with over 350 styles and sizes to relieve your pain.
This is Michael Medved, and I've been wearing Good Feet Arch Support System since 2012. Call 855-554-3338 for your no-obligation fitting, with locations in Bloomington and Maple Grove. It takes about 40 minutes, and you'll immediately feel the difference, just as I did.
Call Good Feet at 855-554-3338. Or better yet, visit the Good Feet Store in Maple Grove and Bloomington. Step in to pain relief.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Now.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Oh, that's a great song. Mark Wills is coming back on the show very soon. Of course, that's multi-platinum country artist Mark Wills, good friend of ours. We'll have him here in the studio with us.
I was about to ask you when he was coming back on.
Won't be long. He and I were communicating this week. We finally got our Emerson knives, Patriot knives, where the handles, handmade by Ernie Emerson, from the wood from trees on George Washington's property.
Wow.
It is absolutely incredible, and we'll put pictures of that up so that you can see it in the coming days. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, a pleasure to have you here. We're going to move quick. Let's play the rest of that audio and let it play through, and then we'll comment on it quickly. Go ahead, Sean.
That's why I love Arizona, where I can go see the beautiful Grand Canyon and carry a loaded gun without even having to get a background check.
You would fail that background check.
I'm sure of it. Now, what about a road trip? What states can I go to fill my trunk with guns and take it back home for my even more dangerous friends?
Crime Advisor has a list for that.
That's so unreasonable.
Our traffickers top 10.
Nevada. What happens in Vegas may have to stay in Vegas, but your guns don't. Bring them over to California and sell them.
The market up there is hungry. Hungry for guns.
I understand that CrimeAdvisor.com will tell me which states really cater to us criminals and creeps, but what about the states where we're not so welcome? The ones that don't get us?
I don't even like saying the name of these states, but California, Connecticut, Maryland, and New York all have laws to keep guns out of the hands of people like us.
Oh, I want to shoot California so bad.
Boo, California.
Boo, go home. Wow. CrimeAdvisor.com has all this information?
Sure does.
Wow.
All right, go ahead and stop that tape. Alan, I got to tell you, during the break, I went and watched that. I couldn't keep my eyes off of that. Let me give you the visual. Radio, theater of the mind. You heard her say California, they're hungry for guns in California, Alan?
Yeah, probably because some of them are banned. I probably would agree with them. Yeah. One thing they have there is that California is bad. I agree. California is bad.
California is bad. At that moment, she stuck both of the actors in that video are holding handguns. The woman stuck the muzzle of the handgun in her mouth when she said hungry for guns. Then she took it out and pointed it at her face. Not only is this a lie, but the irresponsibility that went into this is almost unfathomable, Alan. You want to comment on the rest of that before we move on, what you heard?
I'm speechless. I mean, seriously. I mean, this thing is, it's so ridiculous that I can't. Well, I guess if they're going to spend money trying to attack gun rights, let them waste their money that way, because it surely was not a good expenditure of their funds.
It sure wasn't.
Boy, that really wasn't. That was something else. I'm glad they put that out. I'm glad they gave us the opportunity to put it on the air and enjoy a little, weekend rag day session at their expense. That was just absolutely terrible.
They gave us a good laugh. We owe them so much for that.
You got to see the so-called actors. That's really where it gets funny.
Yeah, that's really something. That's really something. Okay, well, you can go. Listen, I ask you, please, join the Brady Campaign's mail list. Join Every Town for Gun Safety's mail list. Get on their mail list. I'm on all of these. And see, so that you get in your email box these emails and you can see these firsthand. You need to know. You know, the general who knows the most about his enemy wins every war, every battle, and every war ever fought. A little bit of Sun Tzu there, the art of war.
Yep.
All right, let's go now to the ATF. Alan, I'm going to let you take this away. Big news with alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, of course, on the heels of the M855 ammo ban, now the pullback, and now, strangely enough, B. Todd Jones, the recently confirmed director of said organization, has announced his resignation. What gives there?
Well, the last couple of weeks, he's been under heavy fire, and, of course, lots of people have called for his resignation. And at this juncture, I think what happened is it even reached the point that inside ATF, there are some good agents that work at Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. They couldn't deal with him anymore. And it reached the point that he just lost all control internally, and he had to get out of there. What I find amusing is that he ends up going to be an attorney for the National Football League. If the NFL wants them, I mean, fine, but I think what's going to happen is it's going to wreck the whole game, because now we're going to see a lot less passing and a whole lot more gun running.
And a whole lot more regulation on the field. We can have some fun with that one, yeah. With the National Football League, I've had my issues with the NFL here lately and the direction that they've turned with this, you know, political correctness in the NFL. And back to B. Todd Jones. So is the timing... There's no, in your mind, there's no coincidence here. This was because of the heat on the heels of the M855, or did this give him the out here that he could have taken?
I think it was on the heat of it. You have to realize too that Congress is going to be holding a whole lot of more hearings, and B. Todd Jones would be hauled before the House and the Senate to justify lots of actions of ATF. And you know, obviously, he read the writing on the wall, and he had to get out of there as fast as he could. There was no doubt that he's been, you know, not very well appreciated by even his own fellow, you know, employees at ATF. I've heard a lot of back channel stories from people who work in the bureau, that just, I mean, they can't believe he was there to begin with. He only got there because of his friendship with both Obama and Eric Holder.
Yeah, so this was cronyism working its way up the ladder, no doubt, with B. Todd Jones. How long had the ATF been without a quote-unquote acting director or confirmed director before his confirmation recently?
Well, confirmed director. They've had acting directors forever.
Right.
They very seldom get a confirmed director, and part of it is, quite frankly, nobody wants to be director of ATF, and they have a hard time finding somebody to even serve as acting director.
Is it time to disband the ATF?
I'm going to say no, because what happens is the laws are still in the books, and somebody's going to enforce them. If ATF isn't doing it, some other agency is going to do it. And we know what we're dealing with the ATF. We know how mm-hmm. crazy they are and how how bad their reputation is. I'd hate to have those laws enforced by an agency that has a better reputation that might go further. So right now I think the best thing is to get the laws off the books, not get rid of the ATF.
Do you think that B. Todd Jones, and then we'll go to something else quickly, but do you think that B. Todd Jones felt with the heat coming on the heels of the M855 debacle, and it was a debacle from inside the ATF and from their office anyway, they did not see the response coming, that he felt in any way that with Eric Holder's resignation impending, that he had lost not only any strength from that he might have had from within the organization, but he lost his strongest ally at DOJ also? Did that have something to do with it? You think that's coincidental?
It's not coincidental. I guess it's coincidental. I mean, there's no doubt that everything you just said is true, but it goes a step further than that. Eric Holder also legally, as Attorney General, had his back to cover all the missteps. Now mm-hmm. he doesn't have the cover, and so another Attorney General might not be as nice to cover up some of his mess-ups. And as a result, that's, now he's exposed more. And I think there's a whole lot more at ATF that you and I don't even know about, and that there's problems inside the agency that he needed to get out if he didn't have somebody to protect his back.
And the emperor lost his clothes. Sean, were you going to say something?
No, I'm good.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something. Okay, Alan, we've got a couple minutes left, minute and a half left. Take it away. Is it too early to talk about the upcoming gun rights policy conference coming up in beautiful Phoenix in September?
No, we could do that. It's the last full weekend in September. I think it's the 25th, 6th, and 7th, somewhere 26th, 27th, 28th, somewhere there. It's up on our website. People go to saf.org and register, and of course, it's free. And I don't think those Brady criminals are going to show up in Arizona at our conference, by the way, so I think you'll be safe.
Yeah, I think it will be okay. I feel certain. I'm looking forward to going back and looking at that.
Alan, let me tell you something, Alan. With these so-called criminals, you're safe anyway. Because I'm telling you, you see these guys, you'll be like, yeah, okay, what kind of criminal are you?
Well, I don't know.
Personally, I think an awful lot of members of the Brady group are criminals to start with, because when we want to steal away our rights every day, that's not legal in my book.
Very good.
Well, we've got 20 seconds left, Alan. I want to thank you for coming on, not only today, but every week. We appreciate it very, very much. And we'll direct people over to the SAF. And hopefully, I'll be seeing you at NRA in April, correct?
Yeah, just a few weeks away.
Yeah, 3 weeks away in Nashville, Tennessee. Alan Gottlieb, everybody, Second Amendment Foundation. Visit them at saf.org, saf.org. Nobody else is in the courtroom defending your right to bear arms like the Second Amendment Foundation. Armed American Radio continues. We'll give you a little bit of insight on the Glock 43 coming up. The single stack 9mm with George the Mad Ogre Hill right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a car arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle 2 back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle 2 offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle 2 is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Oh, some Earl Scruggs. Love that stuff. You lost Earl not too long ago. Nobody could pick a banjo like good old Earl Scruggs. Welcome back to the program. It is a pleasure to have you here. That was a funny segment. I like when Alan loosens up like that and we can laugh about this garbage. I had, you know, that video, the audio that you played, Shonto?
Yes.
The guys put it up on the Armed American Radio Facebook page back on the 18th, and I had to do everything in my power not to watch it.
Mm.
It was tough. It was tough.
It was tough watching it.
Yeah, to those of you, to the almost 80,000 of you, you know, we had over 81,000 fans on there, and then I woke up the other day and I was perusing through the Facebook site and getting ready to put my own post up when I saw that the fan base had dropped by about 1,000, come to find out after doing some research that Facebook had gone in and cleaned out a number of dead accounts system-wide, not just us. But so that's why we saw the the Facebook council.
I guess my question is, how do you make that determination if those, I mean, because that's...
Inactivity in the accounts. I'm glad they did it because you got a better view. And we lost about, I think it was about 634 fans, which out of the 81,000 we had was not that significant. So we appreciate it. You know, spread the word, share the site. The site continues to grow. We don't pay for likes and clicks out there. The 79,500 or whatever that are out there, you're fans of Armed American Radio, and we appreciate that. We haven't gone out there and paid them, you know, $100 a day so we can trick you into liking our page. You're there because you like Armed American Radio, and we appreciate that. Let's go to George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, always a pleasure to have you here. Let's talk two things. First, the new Glock 43 single stack 9mm, going to be a huge seller for Glock. As always, a little bit late to the party, but they're going to knock them dead. Am I wrong in that assessment?
No, not at all. See, when the Glock 42 came out in 380 Auto, everybody had been expecting it to be a subcompact 9 because that's what was the new hotness. That was what the trend was. Instead, Glock comes out with that 380 about 4 years late. Now, finally, after all that backlash of everybody telling them, dude, what are you guys doing? You know, it's time for the 9, and you bring out the 380. Almost immediately at the SHOT Show, they said, well, we're working on that. It finally comes to fruition. The gun that we've been waiting for now for about 6 years finally shows up in the single stack 9. So it's a 6+1. It's a subcompact, comfortable, typical Glock. It's going to be reliable. It's going to shoot well, and it's going to be the segment leader. It's going to be the class leader. I recommend everybody getting your hand on one as soon as you can to decide if it's what's for you, because the competitors have been out there. The Ruger LC9S is out there. The Cars have been out there. The Smith & Wesson Shield has been real hot ever since it first debuted. So we've got a lot of good options. So the Glock has really got to... It's got to really shine here. But I got to
tell you, George, I'm a fan of the Smith and I have a couple of Smith and Wesson M&Ps. I love the M&P line. I love the ergonomics. I love the grip. It has almost a 1911 type ergonomic natural pointability feel to it. If that makes sense, it works for me. Great. They're great firearms. And my wife has the nine millimeter Shield, which is also a great gun. Love the single stack. The round count, okay, 6+1, extended magazine, 7+1. You got 8 rounds of 9mm in the pipe, you know, with one in the pipe. With that. So you're okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. You're not going to sit there and shoot it out in a bank, you know, with a bunch of bank robbers. You're going to use that gun to defend your life and get out of Dodge and live to tell the tale another day.
Exactly. And now here's Glock's hurdle. You know, is this Glock 43 going to be enough gun that's going to be cool enough to get you away and your wife away, you know, from the Shield or from the Car or from all these other guns that we've all been buying because we didn't have the Glock option?
I think it will. I'll tell you why I think it will. Because it will be in addition to the gun safe. I don't think anybody will trade, if you will, the 9mm Smith & Wesson Shield, for example, or any other Smith & Wesson, maybe another M&P, whatever. So maybe even there. I don't think you're going to see people trade. I think that's going to be an addition to the gun safe, an additional carry gun that they can use. Any idea what the price point is on this? I can make a guess based on my knowledge of Glocks over the years, but your thoughts?
Well, the MSRP is, you know, getting up there towards 6, which means it's going to be streeting for about 550. So if you see it for around 550, you know, you've got a good deal on it. And of course, since it's brand new, since it's the newest, hottest, greatest, you're going to be paying close to MSRP, if not at MSRP.
$550 puts it in line with just about everything else in that similar category. That's good. Sean, you had a question for George?
No, you just asked it. That question I had. What was the price range on it? And that's a really nice, affordable range too.
It is. It's good. It's good for that. There's no doubt. It's a Glock. It will shoot like a Glock. Its reliability will be there. That's something that you can take right out of the box when you buy it and know that gun is going to go pow if your booger hook needs to pull the bench, which it's that simple. That's the reliability of the new Striker fired pistol. Same thing with the Car. Same things with the Smith & Wesson and on. And the Springfields. These are great guns. You know that gun's going to go bang if you need it.
Exactly.
George, Go ahead.
And we all know that all the aftermarket is going to be jumping on the bandwagon to support it. You know, new sights, holsters, all the accessories. The whole aftermarket industry is going to be working real hard to get everything in line so that when you do get it, when it finally hits your dealer shelves, you know, you're going to have some options to carry it. So you can go ahead and buy with confidence and know that you won't have to wait too long for that right holster.
Is this a firearm, George, that if you know your dealer well, you might want to get your name on a list in advance?
Absolutely. This is why you shop local. This is why you buy from your local dealers, and you build a good relationship and a good rapport with your local dealer so you can say, hey, put me on the list for that gun, and you'll be able to get it.
Yeah, I have a feeling this thing's going to fly off the shelves. You know, when the Smith & Wesson Shield came out, it was like, it was very difficult at the local shops in my area anyway to get their hands on. Of course, they'd seen it had advanced opportunities to get my hands on it, and I was looking forward to it. Locally, though, it was tough to buy. You couldn't find the thing for the longest time. Now they're in supply. I think the same thing will happen with the Glock. Good call. George, what's flying off your store shelves?
Well, what has been? The Smith & Wesson Shields, the Ruger SR9s, the cars, any of the subcompact single stack nines have all been doing well. The Ruger SR9 Cs, I've already said those. The LC9s, the LC9 Ss have been doing really well, especially since Crimson Trace has added, laser grip and laser guard accessories form. They've been doing really well.
Have we seen the end of the 380 craze? Are we now moving into the subcompact 9mm craze? Is it overtaking it?
Oh, yeah, and that movement's happened and has been going on for well over a year now.
The Glock 9mm entry into that will probably cement that going forward. George Hill, we appreciate you jumping on and giving us your take on the 43. Looking forward to shooting that firearm. Wow, this hour flew right by, and it was an awful lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Armed American Radio will be back next hour here in just a couple of minutes with Anthony Cumia, who is the former second half of the Opie and Anthony show, along with Neil McCabe. And to say he's quick on the trigger finger and quick-witted is an understatement. You don't want to miss it, so stick around. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I tell you every week, I'm going to tell you right now, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Back right after this, filling your prescription for freedom.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Like